Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live this evening here on this October 27th, this Monday night. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., which, of course, is headquarters of American Free Press, the newspaper, that is, American Free Press. And you can check out the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. It's a rainy, sloppy, ugly, cold day here in this nation's capital. And I am not exactly feeling too well, having unfortunately had to go out slopping around in the weather. And I wasn't even sure if I was going to do the show, but thank God I am doing the show, because as my producer reminded me, we have a guest tonight. And it would have been particularly embarrassing for me to not show up and have the guest show up, particularly since I was a guest on one of his political broadcasts out of Cincinnati, Ohio, just yesterday afternoon, actually from 6 to 7 Eastern Time over WKRC-AM, which is a local station, obviously, in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I'm going to just start off by, you know, that's how I was intending to start off the show, by thanking our guest tonight for having me on his paid political broadcast as a guest, along with Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty, and also a host of a program right here at RBN, the Liberty Hour, which is heard every Saturday with Phil and his co-host, Mark Glenn. Well, my guest tonight is Jim Condit. Now, Jim Condit was just a guest on this show a couple weeks ago, and the reason why I'm bringing him back is because he's engaging in a very important project. And that, of course, that project, of course, I helped participate in, or I participated in just yesterday. Jim is running for Congress, ladies and gentlemen, in Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, Jim is first to tell you that he doesn't expect to win. But what he is doing is far more important than that, folks. Not trying to win. What he's trying to do is trying to get out a political message. And that is how he does it. Because in the election season, folks, and Jim can talk more in depth about this. He talked about it the other night on the show, and I wanted him to talk about it again. Radio stations are required to accept advertising from political candidates, and they cannot censor those candidates' messages. Well, I can assure you that just yesterday, Jim Condit and Phil Turney and I probably had one of the most provocative, no-holds-barred discussions about the attack on the USS Liberty and the media cover-up of the attack on the USS Liberty, along with a host of other issues that Jim and I discussed later. This was probably one of the most, how should we say, troublesome broadcasts ever heard on that radio station in Cincinnati, for the simple reason that we were getting the word out about issues that needed to be heard. Well, Jim, I guess, is on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him up. Jim, are you there?
Yes, Michael, I'm here.
Yeah, forgive me for a rather rambling introduction there, but I just wanted to kind of preface our discussion here tonight, which will in many respects be a repeat of what we've talked about before here, but I just wanted to kind of give the listeners an idea of the fact of an idea of what you are doing and how we did it just yesterday on that station in Cincinnati. Obviously, the things that we were discussing in on the Cincinnati station are heard on a regular basis here, not only on my broadcast but all over RBN. So it would have been old stuff, old hat probably to a lot of RBN listeners. But as I say, I can just imagine, Jim, what some of the listeners out there in Cincinnati were thinking when they heard you and I talking.
Right, right.
Well, I tell you what, we are going through our first break, and when we come back, I'm going to let Jim rip here and let him just tell you exactly what he's been doing and why you need to continue to support his efforts to keep on doing it, and why you should do it yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Move yourself. You always live your life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with our special guest, Jim Condit. Do get your pen and paper out, folks. We're going to be giving you Jim Condit's P.O. Box address in Cincinnati, Ohio. I already gave you a hint as to what to begin to prepare to write down, a P.O. Box in Cincinnati, Ohio. We'll give the details later. Now, Jim's website, now many of you are up on the Internet right now and have the capacity to flip around on the Internet, even as you're listening here to this program. Jim's website is wagthedog2008.com, just like it sounds, wagthedog2008.com. Okay, well, Jim Condit, that's a hell of a way to start off endorsing someone's congressional campaign by saying you don't expect to win. So explain to people what you are doing.
Yes, well, first of all, thanks, Michael, for having me on, and thank you for being a guest last night. And yeah, we were hitting the same, you were on the same station last night that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are on in our local Cincinnati area. And we were also worldwide on the Internet, so who knows how many people are listening there. But probably on a Sunday night, they hit 50,000 during the week at peak times. We might have been hitting 5,000 to 10,000. A lot of people may be driving through town, and then a lot of people in their homes too. But so it's not the end all and be all, but the key point is, like you said, we're not preaching to the choir. On the one hand, we need to preach to the choir, and the choir expands on the Internet. It expands progressively, but what I'm trying to do by putting these radio shows and radio ads on is expand the market for what people need to hear and what we're saying much faster. So it's kind of like a missionary work, okay, trying to find the people who have not heard the message yet of what's going on in the country. Also, just one little note, I should say that I usually remind people that I'm Jim Condit Jr. because my dad is still alive and is 78 years old and is still an attorney in practice. And I don't like anybody to be blamed for anything I might say.
Okay, fair enough. All right, folks, you heard it here. Jim Condit Jr. Senior is the good guy. We've got the bad guy here.
Yeah, well, Dad is a good guy, and he's done a lot of the law work, like Mark Lane has done for the Spotlight and for American Free Press. He's done for our battles here, which have been from the absurd to the more absurd. One time we were sued in 1979 that we weren't allowed to then use the name Cincinnatus, which unfortunately for those who sued us, there was a Cincinnatus Savings and Loan. UC had a Cincinnatus Society. But the first level of judges actually ruled we couldn't use it for our little political effort. The second level overturned it. But that was just one of the minor battles. But I was reading in Target Trafficking, which you kindly sent me, how you witnessed the shutting down of the Spotlight in an absolute travesty of justice. Was it 2001?
That was in 2001. Jim, incidentally, I'm glad you mentioned Target Trafficking just before. That's my new book on the Jim Trafficking case, which, of course, we did discuss on your broadcast, which is right there in the state of Ohio from which Jim Trafficking was elected to Congress.
Right.
I just got word. I haven't gotten the details on it yet, but somebody called RBN to let me know that they either tried to donate a copy of my book, Target Trafficking, to their local library or requested that their library obtain a copy of the book, and the library refused.
Where he's in prison? Is that where he's in prison?
No, this was in Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, my gosh.
In his own hometown, in his own home county, in his own home congressional district, they do not want that book to be read. I take that as a great badge of honor. Well, you know, that's how it goes.
And too bad for them. People do not rely on libraries for where they find books anymore. So, like newspapers, their attempts at censorship are much less effective than they would have been 30 or 40 years ago.
Well, that's true enough. Well, Jim, you are with your project. Now, how many years in a row, not years in a row per se, but how many congressional elections in a row have you...
Well, I've actually done this, and that gets into the winning thing. Let me address that briefly. 2002, 2004, 2005, 2006, now 2008. And I did it in the 80s. We did a few things in the 80s where we brought forth the whistleblowers, the whistleblowers who, how do I want to say that, Leonard Gates and those who came forth and testified to the great resigning of many and the great admissions of others that, that they had wiretapped election systems. Then we used this law to get their story out because the Cincinnati Inquirer, a deplorable newspaper, and the rest of the media locally would not do it. So we broke the story on a political one-minute ad on Channel 12, which Nick Clooney, who is George Clooney's father. George Clooney was not famous then, but his father was the leading newscaster in the area then. I would, of course, like to win because that would be good. The reason I tell people, though, is that I can't, it would be not honest or sane for me to say, gee, if you send me 50 or 100 bucks or 1,000 bucks, I may have a chance to win because, one, the only coverage that I or other third party candidates get or independent candidates is either smeared or ignored.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
From the local media. Secondly, we're outspent probably Jean Schmidt, who was the congresswoman who called John Murtha, if you remember, a coward. She kind of called him a coward on the congressional floor a few years ago. She'll raise over $1 million. Now her family is a multi-million-dollar family, so we'll be outspent quite heavily. And furthermore, they have the vote counting system is a complete black box. We don't know All we know is we vote, and they take the votes away and then tell us what the results are. So
exactly.
Even if I was coming close, which I don't think is the case, but even if I would just due to lack of publicity, it would be absurd for me to pretend to the people that we had a great chance to win. But what we can do is put these ads on the air. Now, I have to say that the Congress who passed this law, the reasonable access law, or some people are urging us to call it the candidate advertising law, so it becomes a little more obvious what it means. Somebody had pointed out to me reasonable access doesn't really evoke anything, but candidate advertising law does. But they were really trying to protect free speech. It was passed in the 70s, and there's nothing wrong with a candidate who knows the overwhelming odds are against him or her for running to get their message out. That's how political movements begin. They got to start somewhere.
Yeah, now, Jim, that's the one thing I want to emphasize here. We're talking about what you, Jim Condit Jr., are doing in the 2nd Congressional District of the state of Ohio.
Yes.
But the fact is that people can do this all over the country. This is not just some little unique thing that's unique to your congressional district, number one.
That's right.
It's not just an idea that only you can utilize, because anybody can do this. And political groups in congressional districts all over the country can get together and raise money to buy this kind of advertising.
And attract. And in fact, I'll tell you what the formula is, because I have begged, and I would love to see 60, 70 people in 60, 70, the 60 or 70 major media markets. You go from Houston to Denver to Boston to Cincinnati to Phoenix to L.A. You got somewhere between, I've always heard there's 70 major media markets, although it may be as high as 100, but if we could get someone running in every major media market, we could introduce people to these. Here's the theory behind what I'm doing, just so in case anyone's out there thinking, yeah, I might consider doing this in 2010. One is you are reaching, they have to let your ad on without censorship and without alteration. The law also says that they have to let you designate the time of day. So I can't say I want my ad on at 1:21 p.m., but I can say I want my ad on between 12 and 3 in the Rush Limbaugh show. And usually they'll sell three ads on that show. So if you got enough money, you could say I want one an hour, and then they have to give you a reasonable, I think they call it reasonable distribution over that hour. So one, that's the first thing, is it's the only, they would never in 1,000 years carry, the major AM stations now, or FM, or television stations, this applies to all FCC licensed stations. So that is all your Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS stations all over the country, and all the radio stations. But they would never allow us to have a show like we did last night if they weren't forced to do so.
That's right. I mean, we basically had a one-hour talk show. It was paid.
That's right. It was a one-hour talk show.
It was paid airtime, but it was kind of as though people would have tuned in and heard you and I talking just as we are tonight.
Yeah, and except for those times where we identified it as such, most people tuning in probably thought, this is really a different type of talk show. Plus, are they allowed to say that on the radio, that type of thing? And incidentally,
yeah.
Michael, you'll know what I mean. And incidentally, let me say two things before we go further. I have posted the radio show that we did on wagthedog2008.com. We're getting near the end of the campaign, of course, but we'll keep these shows up all the time because it was our good friend Mark Glenn who suggested at the last minute we bring in Phil Turney.
Great idea, and I'm glad we did. Yeah.
He was a survivor from the USS Liberty the day of the attack in June 67. And he came on for 15, 17 minutes, something like that, about 6:20 and 6:30. And really, I thought, the more I thought about it after Mark called it, he kind of added it made it clear to the people listening, we weren't just batting around theories for the rest of the hour, that these were real things, and he really emphasized that. So that'll be up there forever.
All right, Jim, we're going to the break. Ladies and gentlemen, get your pen and paper handy. Right when we come back from the break, we're going to give you P.O. Box in Cincinnati, Ohio for Jim Condit Jr. I want you to make a donation to help him out. Keep getting these messages on the air. He's providing a model for people all over the country. And his website is wagthedog2008.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We've got Jim Condit Jr. of Cincinnati, Ohio. All right, I'm going to go ahead and give out your address, Jim. It's a 11555 address, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. It's Jim Condit Jr. Jim Condit Jr. for Congress. Condit is spelled C-O-N-D-I-T, just like it sounds, Condit. Jim Condit Jr. for Congress. P.O. Box 11555. That's 11555. 11555, Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm going to give you the zip code, 45211. If you really don't feel like writing out Cincinnati, you can, I think, just get away with C-I-N-C-I, Cincy, Ohio, 45211. So that's Jim Condit Jr. for Congress, P.O. Box 11555, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45211 in our zip code state that we have today. That's apparently the thing that counts most, the plain old zip code, 45211. Now, I do encourage people to contribute to Jim's campaign so that he can continue paying the bills to keep these commercials on the air up through the election and getting this important message out. And what's nice about Jim's website at wagthedog2008.com is that he keeps a running progress report as to exactly what he's doing. You can listen to the ads. You can read the text of other ads. It's a you see what you paid for. So help pay for it, ladies and gentlemen. Make a contribution.
Michael, yeah, let me I'll mention something about the timing of where we are. I really appreciate you doing that. I know that people are being bombarded from all sides these days because there is so many. While the other side's in control of our government, basically, they got thousands of little bad initiatives that need to be fought. So there's so many really worthwhile causes out there. The theory, though, behind why I would urge people to consider doing this in 2010 where they are is that you not only put the ad on. In fact, if we can, Michael, before the hour's off, I could try to play at least one of the ads, maybe the one on high gas prices with Lindsay Williams or something, and they could get an idea of what they sound like, what one of them sound like.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Yeah, why don't you play one of them? I imagine it'll come across the air.
It usually does, although I will check back in a second when we start playing it, after 5 seconds, or just to make sure you can hear it.
Okay.
But the thing of it is, because the reason is, if we you get all of these new people, and what makes it so valuable, if it wasn't for the internet, the AM radio talk show commercials on Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or big local talk guys would not be as significant, because at the end of every ad you direct them to a website. Now, and Mike, you usually don't want to confuse people, so we always use wagthedog2008.com, but once they get there, we have a documentation section and a website you should know about section. So then we're hoping that it opens up a whole new world of information for the people that come in to visit. And they, if they're intrigued, or if they're not intrigued, or they're mad or whatever, we still hope it opens up a whole new world of information for many of them. So that's the strategy. And the way you do it is you put up on the website what your ads are, and then people can listen to them, and then we direct them straight to the donation page. If they want to donate, they can do that there. If not, they can just go back to another page. But that's the theory behind it. Now, I may have made a mistake in this. I think there's several things that were militating against us doing as well as we did in the last few years. One was 3 days before I put this video up, every radio and television station started announcing, your bank account's going to be gone, your bank account's going to be gone. And so that was one thing. And you know, a lot of people did take a tremendous hit if they were in the stock market and some other places. And this is, I look at it as an outright theft, what they did, what the bankers on Wall Street and so forth did. But that was one thing. But the other thing was, I have a video that I wanted to tell the whole theory behind all this and about how organizing for precinct. And it's over 10 minutes long. Maybe I should have just had a video that just showed the commercials and with a little commentary before and after, which I kind of had a 7-minute one last night. But at any rate, I do feel the two things we're trying to do here is, one, teach everyone how to get the message out. And somebody might not be interested in the same thing I am, but it doesn't matter. Any message that people need to hear, whether it be illegal immigration, whether it be, someone might...
Right, exactly. You know. Yeah, a lot of people, I think, when they hear us talking about this, they assume, it's funny how people think. They assume that, oh, well, I don't want to do any advertising like Jim Condit does because, well, I don't want to talk about that issue. No, this is wide open.
Well, whatever you want, even if somebody wanted to promote a particular book for people, for instance, the Target Traficant would be an important book, because what they do to Traficant, they can do to any of us. It's the same thing, because it's all just raw force and lying prosecutions,
Yeah, I don't mean to talk down to our listening audience now by trying to, a lot of people, let me say this, Jim.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are out there listening understand precisely what you're doing. They understand how it works.
Yes.
But there's a lot of people who don't. It's
yes.
Not because they're stupid. It's just because of the fact that this is a whole new area to a lot of people, because most people don't run out and buy radio advertising.
And it's a very specialized
bit
of knowledge. Yeah,
and that's why we're trying to really outline it all here and try to show people all the ins and outs. So please, folks, don't be insulted. I know I tend to have an insulting voice. Forgive me for that. We're going to the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Jim Conda Jr., whose website is wagthedog2008.com, and his address is P.O. Box 11555, P.O. Box 11555, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45211. That's 45211. You know, what's so important here, Jim, and I cannot overemphasize this, is the fact that we are, you know, people always tell us we need solutions. Well, what you're doing is a solution, and it's something that other people can mimic, they can mirror, they can echo what you're doing.
And use the
They
wall.
Can do it in their own fashion, in their own area. And we are reaching out beyond the people who listen to republicbroadcasting.org and who subscribe to American Free Press. We're reaching out to the general public, the people that never get to hear alternative points of view, oftentimes because they just don't even know they exist.
That's right. And people can use one of the laws here that's in our favor, and one of the few, really, in a way. But also, there's another thing people should realize about this law. There was a fellow named Daniel Becker in Georgia, a minor independent candidate. But he put on pro-life ads which showed aborted fetuses in 1992, and the Georgia TV stations, I think it was Atlanta, said we're not only going to air these between midnight and 5 a.m. because they're too offensive. So he sued them. He should have got their license. That's what the law says. It says the candidate, if his ads are refused, should get the license of the stations. But he sued them, and 350 radio and TV stations came in on site. It was Becker versus the FCC, because I guess they didn't even come to his aid, I guess. And Becker versus the FCC was little Dan Becker against 350 radio and TV stations. I don't know why. Maybe we had a bunch of libertarians among the elite on this thing, but the appeals court in D.C., I think it's called the D.C. Circuit, right underneath the U.S. Supreme Court ruled.
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
They ruled 100% in his favor in 1996, 4 years later. Ironclad that they cannot do this, they have to run it. So not only is it a congressional law, but somebody would have to take this to court and get it all the way to the Supreme Court. So it's quite, they didn't appeal it either, and I figure they didn't appeal it because if they felt they lost at the Supreme Court, they would never be able to come back ever. And I still think at this point the only way they're going to get it done is to declare some kind of a martial law if they ever have the guts to do that. But so the law is really in our favor, and there's two things we need to do. One is get the message out, and we have in our websites you should know about, of course, RBN and American Free Press and about 20, 30 others. We probably could add more, but we got those in there now. And that's number one. And number two, the next thing is to organize. And we also have in that video, if people want to watch the video, I have it at wagthedog2008.com. It's, as I say, it's over 10 minutes, but it will tell you the exact strategies for organizing, which if just the Ron Paul people, the few million people that were supporting Ron Paul, would just spend 20 hours or 30 hours in 2010 and go to their, pick either the Democrat and Republican Party and go to their precinct meeting and find out how to get involved and try to overthrow these local parties, that's how we would take back the country. And not that I like the Democrat and Republican Party. In fact, politically, I hate them both. But they control all the counties, and until we get the vote, because these county organizations control who the candidates are, who the endorsed Republican and Democratic candidates are, and 99% of the time, as you know, Mike, one of those endorsed candidates wins. They also control how the vote is counted in each county, and I'm afraid the third parties are checkmated for 1,000 years till we get an election system that is counted in the open, and now we also need to roll it back to where we know who's voting, because this mail-in voting, this election is such a travesty on so many fronts. Mail-in voting for 30 days. I've had reports called to my line here at that I have up on votefraud.org, my phone, that people, they had they didn't know who it was. It was probably Acorn or a related group, was registering illegal aliens that could not even speak English to vote. And he said, listen, he said, the illegal aliens weren't guilty. They didn't even know what they were asking them to do. They were just saying, here, come on, we want to register, and they would kind of go along with it. And then you know darn well what this group did was go, they're going to vote by mail-in for each one of those illegal aliens, you know.
That's
and,
right.
And that's what this confusion, all this confusion, you don't, everybody can come up and say, I live here, go to another county and say, I live here. They're not even allowed to check it. And the Supreme Court of the United States just said, for instance, that in Ohio, our Secretary of State Jennifer Brenner does not Brenner does not have to check whether the votes being cast are actually people that are eligible to vote. I don't know if you heard of that, but that was a
I'm not surprised. It's just more of the same.
Every decision today is such an outrage that we really need to have, if I can say it this way, a friend of mine, Father James Wathen, who was a great patriot and a great Catholic priest, passed away from cancer about a year ago. And I just let everyone apply this to the judges. He gave a speech a few years ago, 5-6 years ago, it was near Notre Dame up there in the top of Indiana. It was a hotel at a conference, and he talked about how bad the politicians were and how bad those who were sitting in the Catholic bishops' chairs are today. So after the speech, everyone was kind of congratulating him, and they were going into the next speech. And I said, Father, I hope that everyone takes what you said to the next step, and we start to arrest these people, have trials, and then punish them to the full extent of the law. And he said, could we forget the trials?
I think that's a growing sentiment.
Well, just what they've done.
Jim, before we get too far towards the close of the hour, if you could, I would like you to go ahead and try to play at least one of the, one of the short commercials.
I certainly will do so right now. And I wanted to say that, I had one other thought on the strategy of this. You put them up and one other thing on the timing. If the mail is welcome, because I usually end up borrowing from a few good friends. We've raised this time about half of what we did the other time. Instead of 15,000, 7,000. I got to place the rest of the ads tomorrow and the next day because, you know, there's only then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday left. So if anyone wants to mail something, that's great. The other thing that I'm really hoping for, and I throw this out, and I know all of us need this, but right now, if people want to go into our website, wagthedog2008.com, hit contribute or watch the video, and it'll take you there, and contribute. It goes into PayPal immediately, and that allows us to be able to really budget what we can do in the last few days. So the timing
is great.
Timing is still right, and I guess the other loose end we should tie up is that the video talks not only about getting the word out this way to the general public, you know, to pull in more people, if you will, to the choir by letting them know that things like RBN exist, but also it tells the strategy on how to organize and take back the country. I didn't finish saying that the local Democrat and Republican parties, they not only decide which candidates are endorsed, they decide how the vote is counted, and now it's all being counted in secret, except in 120 little towns in New Hampshire and the whole country. They also pick the state and national Democratic and Republican leaders, and they then decide how their presidential primaries and conventions are run. Now, I would hope we would take over the Republican Party and then just quickly move to the Populist Party or something. It isn't that I'm urging that people get involved, and you know, if they say campaign for a Republican candidate and you don't agree, just say no. Just like if you remember in 1964, there were Republicans for Johnson. Do you remember that when Goldwater?
Right, happened? Exactly. That happened.
Well, when we're doing it, oh no, it's like a sacrilege. They want you to think if you don't go for the latest New World Order McCain type candidate. No, don't do that. Don't go to tea and crumpets meetings. Don't click cups with them unless you want to. Just raise the money, and get, if you're a candidate, get the ads on, or organize people to go. We are a hostile force within their structure because the neocons have taken over both structures. And we need to get at least one party, if not two, that are for the people again. So let me, I hope I can do this properly here. I thought I had it up here. Yeah, let me try to play this. This is one we did on the gas. We had three of them. One is why they picked Palin, which was to prolong the illusion of the two-party system, and we got some zingers in there. Then there was one on the crime against Ron Paul in America about how they suppressed his $6.2 million fundraising day. This one is called High Gas Prices, and it's on the fact that we have all the gas we need in America for the next 200 years, if not 1,000 years. And we reference Lindsey Williams and his YouTube video and his book, and we reference at the end the book The Israel Lobby by the Harvard professor Walt and the University of Chicago professor Mearsheimer, so that people hopefully they perk up and think, oh, gee, this is a book by Harvard professor. And the thing I'm getting at here is that Americans are asked to believe on the mass media two contradictory things. One is that the oil companies are almost all powerful. And then the next thing they're supposed to believe is that granola chomping hippies with long stringy hair hugging redwoods out in California have defeated the oil industry and have prevented any drilling or refineries from being built in the United States for the last 30 years. These are two contradictory concepts. If the oil companies are all powerful, these environmentalist hippies couldn't beat them. What the truth of the matter is, though, and you know who has controlled our Congress since the 60s, and that is the Israeli lobby. And so we emphasize that on this channel, that when you go to the pump, and now, of course, they got prices artificially dropping like a rock so they can consolidate their theft of the bank, of people's money through this banking crisis. But when they start to rise them again, we're trying to let people realize who was causing them to pay $4 at the pump and so forth for no good reason. Had we been acting in our own country's interest in drilling and having some refineries built in the last 30 years. So that's what this commercial is about. And let me see. Let me get this here. Here we go. And I'll just come back to make sure you can hear this. Just a second. It'll probably take a second to start playing here. Here we go, I think. USA has enough years. Lindsey Williams was the chaplain on the Alaskan pipeline in 1970. Mike, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, now I hope it doesn't. Sometimes it skips and you miss the beginning, but let's hope it doesn't. Here we go. The USA has enough gas for hundreds of years. Lindsey Williams was the chaplain on the Alaskan pipeline in 1977 when it was shut down by the neocon Jewish crime syndicate through the Carter administration. These traders wanted us to think we needed oil from the Mideast
so they could trick us into fighting the Arab world for Israel. The neocon Jewish syndicate controlled ABC, CBS, and NBC in 1977 and fed America the lie that the pipeline was shut down to save the caribou. It is urgent you watch Lindsey Williams' YouTube video, The Energy Non-Crisis. He tells you what happened, and I'm telling you who is behind gouging you at the gas pump every day. The Israel Lobby, a book by Professors Walt of Harvard and Mearsheimer of Chicago, proves the organized Jewish lobby controls the U.S. Congress. See wagthedog2008.com. That's wagthedog2008.com, paid for by Jim Conda Jr. for Congress.
Okay, I hope that all came through.
It came across, I think, pretty clearly. I certainly heard it, and I imagine most of our listeners did too, but obviously they can go right to website at wagthedog2008.com.
And as you may have noticed, we're getting a little more sophisticated, adding music and sound effects and so forth. But now I'm using the, for the commercial, it may be controversial. Instead of saying Zionist Network, I'm using Neocon Jewish Network only because I honestly don't think the average person understands what Zionist means. So
that's right. Exactly. That term Zionist, yeah, a lot of people don't know what that is.
Neocon, of course, Neocon Jewish Syndicate is meant to distinguish this relatively small group who's pulling the strings up top from the Jewish people walking around the country every day doing their business. But that isn't always heard either. And one of the risks of this is you're going so much against the brainwashing that as soon as people hear something like that, they think, oh, this guy's anti-Semitic, blah, 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 blah. He wants to hurt Jews or something. But this is, unfortunately, the discussion has to be open up somewhere. And as Joseph Sobern said once in one of his columns, the brainwashing is so bad in America that any criticism of Israel had better end up sounding like an after-dinner toast.
Well, you know, I remember years ago when there was a flurry of headlines about how evil Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight newspaper were. It was because of, well, there was a national news story talking about Liberty Lobby and saying how Liberty Lobby was anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
And I remember we got letters from people all over the country saying, hey, I'm anti-Semitic. I'd like to join Liberty Lobby. So,
and of course, this I think most of those people mean they're outraged. And incidentally, I wanted to pledge to you at the beginning of the show, I only blow a gasket on my own shows. I would never blow a gasket on your show because I was so outraged with what I knew Phil Turney was going to tell us about the Liberty. I wanted to try to convey to the audience on that show we did on 55 KRC how outraged they should be, but I might have went a little overboard. But
Think so at all. I mean, the attack on the USS Liberty calls for outrage.
It does. It does.
And those who are not outraged by it,
something's wrong.
There's something wrong. Yeah, they're either. Well, I won't even go into that. I can talk about that for an hour. But
yeah.
Now we have. You know, we're getting ready to close up for our final break here. If there is anyone who wants to call in and has a question for Jim about how he does it or anything like that, here's the time to call right now. We have room probably for one caller. The number here is 800-313-9443, and I would request that if you are going to call, please have a call directly addressing something that Jim can answer, you know, in terms of how he does this, or if there's any technical questions you have, Jim will be glad to answer. But most of the information and the models for what you can do in your community are right there on that website. Leave it up to your own imagination, folks. Jim's website is wagthedog2008.com. Right. Jim, we are going to a break in about a minute here, so if there's anything you'd like to add right now before the break.
Well, we kind of went over similar things to what we did last show, but as you said, this is real. The other side hates this. Even this time without as many ads on, but we've had the disc jockey. One person said Jim Condit needs a muzzle so he can't, you know, spew this hatred. It bothers the normal talk show host locally because, for one thing, if people look up the sites, they're going to realize how much they're not telling them. Like not only we have a Mike McConnell here and Bill Cunningham who's syndicated now all over the country on Sunday night, and they're conservatives on all the safe issues, you know. But we're telling them like we did last night that there's a whole body of information that has been deliberately censored for the American people, you know. So that.
Yeah, these are, you know, that what you're doing is tailor-made for RBN listeners all over the country who have their own, you know, particular issues of concern, whether it's a national issue, whether it's a local issue. They can do this kind of advertising at a reasonably good price. That's the other thing that's important to emphasize here.
Just to give an example, in Cincinnati, Rush Limbaugh show or Sean Hannity show is about $130 after the 15% discount they give all the political people. The bigger station, WLW, at drive time is like $350. But these are manageable things. Like if you go for a TV commercial on the evening news, local, we're talking local, now it's, I think, about $2,000 a shot. So you can get some pretty good repeat by raising in the range of $10,000 to $15,000. You get enough repeat that people will notice the ads, and that's, of course, all we're trying to do. I'd rather have $100,000 and $200,000, but we got to go with what we can do, you know.
All right, well, we are going to the final break now. If there's anyone who wants to call in, please do it now. Number is 800-313-9443. Jim Condit from WagTheDog2008.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. We've got two callers lined up. We're only going to have time for one of them, but we have Bill from Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Hey there, Mike. Good evening. This is one of the best shows. I think one of the most important shows you've ever done, and you've done a lot of great shows. So kudos to you, and certainly kudos to Jim, who I'm proud to call a friend. Jim, regarding next week, you've already won. You know, I understand what you're doing. You've done what you've set out to do, and hopefully by getting the word out as you are. It's a battle, and I think we're beginning to take it to them. The bad news is, you know, I've had my YouTube account disabled now again today.
Oh.
And
are you putting up controversial stuff?
Well, anything on Israel, anything on Zionist facts. They don't like facts. They don't like truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Jones won't put up any of my comments either. So
getting worse, I think. I think since YouTube was bought by Google, they started to police this. And that's really too bad. That's really
right.
Too bad. And thank you for your kind comments. But everything, the YouTube, everything together, no, it works. And I believe, as we said the last show, Mike, and I believe in the Lord of the Rings thing that, you know, we are the hobbits, we must keep moving, and you never know who God is going to bring to this YouTube video, this radio ad. It could be someone who could fund a part of the movement. It could be someone who's a young person in their 20s who will be the man on the white horse 20 years from now. So we got to do what we can do. And God will do the rest, I believe.
That's it. We're getting to them. You can say all you want. You can criticize, you know, the Catholics or the Jesuits, or you can blame the Rockefellers, but heaven forbid you blame the Zionists, the neocons, Jews, Israel.
Yeah.
You will be disabled in a second. So that they control the research. That's where the criticism stops, or you'll be banned. I hope you guys will replay this show again, because it's vital, it's crucial, and I also hope, Jim, if you can, just relate maybe to others how they can do this, or how you'd suggest that they start, even with say, a modest budget, say $4,000 or $5,000.
Yes,
what
yes.
can they do?
Yes, and that's what we try to do in the show, but I'm going to put up a YouTube video on that and something on our website that takes people through step by step.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot.
No,
yeah,
thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Sure. Yeah, folks, you know, I appreciate what Bill said, because I do think this is an important show, because it does demonstrate what one person can do, and Jim has been doing this largely on his own. I mean, he's had people helping him out, but, you know, there are groups all over this country, organized groups, that could probably do twice as much as what you're doing, Jim.
Yes.
But they never heard about this, and that's why if people can't do it themselves,
yes.
I would encourage people to let other people know about your
right.
project at wagthedog2008.com.
Yes, yes.
All right, Jim, well, listen, best of luck to you. Keep
okay.
up the good work. God bless you for everything you're doing now and have been doing and will do in the future. And
thanks for coming on the show last night. It is up. People can listen to that at wagthedog2008.com. It's up now. And thank you for having me on as well.
Absolutely. Glad to do it, Jim. You know, people always want a solution. Well, we brought you a solution tonight, folks. We didn't just complain. We brought you a solution. And you can find that solution at wagthedog2008.com. And I do strongly encourage you to make a donation to Jim Condit if you can't do anything more than that.
Thank you,
Mike. All right. Thanks, Jim. Have a good evening, folks.
Gold has been.